Yirmiyah Perek Memvav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Leilu Nishmas Betzalel Tzaviv Moshe Yitzchak. So Egypt is girding its loins and getting ready for a huge battle, and they're putting on their shiny helmets, and they're putting on their armor, and they're riding their horses, and it's the wonderful charge of the Light Brigade, and then in Pasuk Yud, we just pulled the rug out from under all of Egypt, and you're going to get destroyed. That's it. Bavel is going to eat you guys alive. Ali Gilad Ukechit Sari. Go up to Gilad. Take bomb. There is a bomb in Gilad, a very famous phrase. We did the actual pasuk where that first shows up. The idea that there were medicinal herbs and Gilad was noted for medicines. And Egypt bought all of its drugs from Gilad, where it was all manufactured. They would pound them out and make bomb out of them. Well, good luck for that. If you try to send now all the bomb in Gilad, it's not going to cure your problem. Besulas bas Mitzrayim. Young daughter, virgin of Egypt, which is a funny phrase for Egypt, of course, because Egypt is known for the opposite sort of behavior. So even the innocent of Egypt aren't going to be saved. Lashav, hir beis refuos. In vain, for nothing, are you going to take so many different medicines and remedies. To Allah ain lach, because there is no cure for you. No matter how many remedies, no matter how many cures, you can't cure your own ills in terms of your military. The fall of the Roman Empire, but this is the fall of the Egyptian Empire. Yibes shamu goyim kilonech. The nations have heard of your shame, your military defeats, and the fact that you were such cowards on the battlefield. Everybody's going to hear about all of that disgrace. V'tziv chaseich mol'ah ha'aretz. And your shrieks are filling the land. Tzivacha, all of your screaming. Ki gibar b'gibar kashalu, because each strong man ran into another strong man. One mighty warrior stumbles into another mighty warrior, so they impede each other in battle because they're so disorganized. Rashi explains that when they're running away, they stumble across each other. Radak elaborates that the first one falls down while he's running. The second one trips over him because he's lying on the ground. So it's the Three Stooges, but it's the tragic and deadly Three Stooges. Mahari Cross says they're going to hold each other's hands for support, so they're going to fall together. Or each one relies on the other one to watch his back, and that's going to fail too. Yachdav Naflu Shenehem, together both of them are going to fall. It's funny, in Koheles, Shlom HaMelech says Chut HaMeshulash, a three-strand thread, a three-strand rope, does not split. And two are better than one because you can warm each other and protect each other. But it's the Chut HaMeshulash that is much better. And Egypt has no Chut HaMeshulash. Yudgimel HaDavar Asher Diber HaShem El Yirmiyahu HaNavi. So this is the word which came to Yirmiyahu HaNavi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. Lavo Nebuchad Retzar Melech Bavel Lahakos HaSeretz Mitzrayim. And it's regarding the coming of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, to attack the land of Egypt. So the first Nebuah through Pasuk Yud Beis was about a battle near the Euphrates River. But now, this is much later, in the 27th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, the Mepharshim tell us, when the actual invasion comes. So now, Egypt is going to go from bad to worse. First, their army was absolutely wrecked. But now, as Rashi has pointed out, the invasion of Egypt is going to leave nobody behind. And this is the one where the people of Yehuda who escaped to Egypt for safety, this is the one where they're going to get caught up and killed. Yadalet hagidu v'mitzrayim v'hashmiu v'migdol. Tell it to Egypt. Declare it in Egypt. Make it known. Let it be heard in Migdol, the great cities of Egypt. So now this is the public announcement of danger that is imminent. And let it be heard out in Nof and Tachpan Ches, the great cities of Egypt. These are going to be the first ones to be warned, the great major Egyptian cities. Imru, proclaim, you alls should proclaim. That's a plural. So tell everybody in Memphis and in Pelusium and Tachpan Ches and Nof and all of these great cities. His Yatzei V'hochein Lach, Yoch Lach Eres V'idecho. Stand and prepare. Robbers, Coach Robbers in English say, stand and deliver. But now it's just stand and prepare yourselves, because the sword has devoured everything around you. So get ready, the invasion is coming. Tezvav, madua nischaf abi rechal. Why have your mighty men been swept away? Lo amad. He did not stand. Interesting that it goes from mighty men to singular. That the Mefarshim aren't particularly disturbed by that. They still say they, basically, for all of this. But that powerful army, they could not stand. Ki Hashem hadafo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed them right over the edge. And pushed them aside, defenestrated by the Lord. It wasn't necessarily the weakness of your army, but when God is actively involved, you have no chance. Tazayin, hirbo koshel gam nofal ishel reyehu. He made many stumble and fall, each man over each other, as we saw two psukim ago. Vayomaru kuma v'nashuva el amenu. And they said, arise, let us go return home to our people, v'eretz moladetenu, and to our birthland, b'pnei cherev hayona. Because this is a fascinating phrase, cherev hayona. It actually comes up a few times. The cherev hayona can be interpreted in a couple of different ways. Some say the oppressing sword. One translation has it the wine-soaked sword. Targum Yonason says that when they talk about a tough battle, there's so much blood all over the swords that it looks like they were dipped in wine. Kar'u Sham, says Pasuk Yud Zayin, Paro Melech Mitzrayim Sha'on Ha'avir HaMoed. They called out there, Paro, the king of Egypt, made a lot of noise, but he missed the appointed time. He let them down. He didn't come to their aid. The soldiers are angry at their superiors who left them there alone to die and did nothing to help. And he made a lot of noise before the battle. But now when the time comes, and he boasted he was going to beat Nebuchadnezzar, he's afraid to confront him on that day, and he's running for it along with everybody else.